can't believe my brother. He thinks different religions are just as good as following Jesus.
They're not, because there's one huge difference between them and Jesus. Happy Easter! My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Have you learned about other religions in school? The difference between Christianity and those other religions is that their leaders are long gone, but Jesus is alive. He died and rose again, and now the only way to get to heaven is to trust in him. Jesus said it himself in John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And now let's listen to our story. It's entitled, Dead or Alive? Is not, Santiago's voice rang throughout the house. Is too, Aria shouted back at her older brother. Don't be so narrow-minded, said Santiago crossly. When you're older, you'll learn more about the world and find out you're not always right. Well, Dad's older than you, and I'm sure he agrees with me, Aria said, crossing her arms. She turned to her father, who was coming into the room. Santiago's been learning about different religions, and he thinks they're as good as ours, she said. I didn't say that, protested Santiago. But you should be willing to listen to other people and think about what they say instead of being so sure you're the only one who's right. Well, I learned a verse in church that says no one gets to heaven except through Jesus, said Aria. Isn't that right, Dad? Both of them looked at their father expectantly. Yes, Aria, said Dad. The Bible is very clear that Jesus is the only way to eternal life. But some of the religious leaders we've been learning about in school were really good people, said Santiago. It may seem that way, but think about this, said Dad. Has your teacher told you about Muhammad's tomb or Buddha's grave? You could visit the places where those men are buried, right? Santiago shrugged. I guess so. I could visit the tomb where Jesus was buried, too. If you visited each of those graves or tombs, what would you find there? Asked Dad. Aria smiled. You wouldn't find anything in Jesus' tomb, just like when Mary and the disciples saw it on Easter morning. But those other graves aren't empty. Dad nodded. Aria's right, Santiago. Jesus died to pay the price for our sins, but then he rose again so all of us can have eternal life. The men you're learning about may have been very smart teachers. In fact, many of them mimic the teaching of Jesus. But not one of them took our sins upon himself, died to take our punishment, and then came back to life to save us. Those men are still dead. If you choose to trust in anyone other than Jesus, you are choosing death, not life. So how about you? Do you know the difference between Christianity and other religions? Christianity is the only one that has a risen Savior. The leaders that started every other religion are dead, but Jesus is alive. He died, but he rose again. The only way to have eternal life is to trust in him. So on this Easter, praise God for a living Savior. Our key verse is John 14:6.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
And our key thought today, only Jesus brings life. If Keys for Kids is helping you grow closer to God each day now, what will you do when you become a teenager? Well, you can start studying the Bible with our Unlocked Teen Devotional. Every day there's a story, a journal entry, or even a poem to help you understand the Bible and to help you use it in your life. It'll help you become more confident in your faith and to share it with your friends. Just ask your parents to sign up for a free subscription through the mail at unlocked.org/subscribe. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.